Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
The little bell over here, and this nice clear ball over here,
right?
And I'll put the little bird on the nest decoration up here.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, where should this toy trombone go?
Well, maybe up there.
Okay.
No, let's put it a little bit to the left.
Okay.
That's right. Up by the drummer boy, and we'll keep the orchestra together.
Okay. And I'll put the angel conductor on this branch so he can lead the band.
Our Christmas tree is really looking pretty, Miss Messy.
It sure is. And here's something else that's looking pretty. A letter from Julia Halsey.
Isn't that nice?
Look at that picture.
She drew.
There's Rudolph and Santa in his sleigh and a big yellow sack of toys.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Right.
Yeah, it's really.
And over here.
It says Merry Christmas, and there's a little Santa there with his black belt.
Uh-huh.
Boy, does he look spiffy.
He sure does. That's a very sharp little Santa.
What did she say?
Well, Julia Patricia Halsey, who is 8 years old, writes, "Dear Santa, how are you and Mrs. Claus? Fine, I hope." And says, "I've tried to be good girl," says Julia Halsey, "and thank you for the toys you brought me last year. For this Christmas, please bring me a wake-up Thumbelina, an electric organ, a beginner's sewing machine, and a pantsuit." Very nice things Julia would like to have. And she says, "I'll leave some milk and chocolate chip cookies on the kitchen table. Santa, I also have a 1.5-year-old sister, Faith, and please leave a Raggedy Ann, a truck, and a stuffed dog in the stocking. She's been very good this year, too. Merry Christmas. Love, Julia Patricia Halsey, and for her sister, Faith." Thank you very much. This is a nice letter. I'll put it right on the road to Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Here's a letter from Phil Critchfield from Unionville.
Phil's taking no chances, is he? Just select anything. What's he
Phil
want?
Phil says, "Dear Santa, my name is Phil, and please bring me a Redskin doll, a Batman watch, Jaws game, a rabbit hunt, Bang Bang Bill, Electric Football, Payday, The $6 Million Man, Rookies, Hall of Justice, Batman, Robin, Spider-Man, Superman, and Bullet Man, The Intruder." And I guess they're going to all have an exciting episode there together.
Say they would.
Oh, he also wants a Lone Ranger set.
He'll come in and solve all the problems.
Right. Mm. And some Legos and a crash-up derby and Matchbox. And die-cast motorcycles, and Evel Knievel chopper cycle, a ukulele, and a big gym. And says Phil Critchfield, "I'll leave you some goodies on Christmas Eve. Love, Phil Critchfield."
That's from Unionville. Well, I don't know what would happen if Santa really brought Phil every one of those things.
I think the living room would be full.
It would. Well, I think Santa will probably find some good things on that list for Phil. I have a very nice short typed letter from Robin Skrodelis.
That's very nice.
Yeah, Robin has been a good boy this year, he says. "And Santa, please bring me a Honda XR75 motorcycle, a motorcycle shirt and pants and boots and a stopwatch." And he says, "I'm very happy that you'll come to Orange this year." Nice letter from Robin.
And here's a letter from Susan Palmer. And Susan says, "Dear Santa, I've been a good girl this year. Please bring me a $6 million man, a date book, filled, please, a pair of warm boots and gloves, and I'll leave you some fruitcake and milk. And love, Susan Palmer."
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
And this
you have
one,
Michael Carroll.
I sure do. I'm glad Michael's letter got here today. Michael would like Santa to bring him a Mattel Flying Aces Attack Carrier, Aurora AFX Racing Firecracker 4 car, a Thundershift 500, a Mighty Mo Bulldozer, and a tank battle game. Much love from Michael Carroll. Dear Santa, this is what Michael would like. Okay, I just put it right over there with the letter. This message, our little season is almost done.
Yeah.
It's been a very interesting thing, though, to hear the Christmas greetings from many lands, hasn't it?
It sure has. Do you have any more, Mr. Postmaster?
I do. How about this one?
日本ではクリスマスおめでとうございますと言います。
That's hard. sounds Oriental, is it?
It's Japanese. Now, I wrote out what he said so you can try it.
I can't read Japanese.
No, you can't. I can't either. But look, see, I've written it out phonetically.
Oh, okay.
Now, give us your best Japanese and try it. See what it sounds like.
Okay. Nihon de wa Christmasu omeoto gozaimasu e masu.
That is wonderful, Miss Message. Next stop will have to be Tokyo. And I'll have another one for you tomorrow.
And I'll have something for you, too, Mr. Postmaster.
Listen to that.
But it'll have to wait till tomorrow,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, well, let's listen here and see how this clock sounds. Ah, it's Hark the Herald Angels. Recognize that?
Yes, it's nice.
That's pretty. Well, well, well. Now, I believe right now, though, we better get things ready for Sam. Got things packed
wait,
up there? Where's Judy?
I'll get him
in. Okay, fine. Okay. Yes, sir, we're running about out of time now. That alarm clock tells us we've got to go. I wonder what Miss Message has for me tomorrow. Well, I'll just have to wait till tomorrow to find out. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.